message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Heaven is an empowerment for authority. When heaven endorses you, you are empowered for authority. When heaven endorses you, you are empowered for dominion. When heaven endorses you, you are empowered for supernatural settlement. Praise the Lord. And when heaven is open, you access satisfaction. The endorsement of heaven brings about the satisfaction in life. Praise the Lord. There is no man that is endorsed of heaven that does not enjoy heavenly privileges here on earth. When you are endorsed by heaven, you enjoy heavenly privileges here on earth. Praise the Lord. Number three, supernatural supplies opens heaven, brings supernatural supply. Heaven brings supernatural supply. When the door of heaven is open unto you, you enjoy supernatural supply. You know, heaven is a place of great supply. And this supply is released to us as we pray unto Him. If God is the one that creates heaven and earth, do you think God will lack anything? No. God has the spare part for anything that you can desire here on earth. He has it. He said, the hills on the thousand hill is mine. There's a song that I love so much. The Yoruba song like that. I don't know how to sing it, but I will just say it like a word. Orun ogba o faye se apoti itise Olorun to tobi Olorun baba agba. You see, God is so mighty that He placed the head as big as the whole head is, like a footstool. You know how big a footstool can be? How big can a footstool be? A typical footstool is not as big as that stool there. That is how mighty our God is. And He has the sufficiency of everything. So when you access heavenly supplies, you lack nothing. And that is why you see some people, when you enjoy open heaven, you are not limited by the circumstances and the situation that is happening here on earth. Because your supply is not connected and it's not linked to anything that is going on here. The economy of the world does not affect you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we enjoy such grace in this commission. We enjoy that kind of grace here, where we are not limited or controlled by the economy of the world. Praise the Lord. Why? Because we operate under open heaven. May you operate under open heaven in the name of Jesus. I said, may you operate under open heaven in the name of Jesus. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16 verse 4 to 5. Exodus chapter 15 verse 4 to 5. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Verse 5. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Now let's jump to verse 13. Can we go to verse 13, please? Verse 13. And it came to pass that at the even the quails came up and covered the camp. In the morning, the dew lay round about the host. Verse 14. And when the dew that was gone up, behold, upon the faces of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And what is that round thing? That was manna. God fed His people in the wilderness with heavenly food. And that is how this year, God is going to meet all your needs and supplies in the name of Jesus. There was a need. Indeed, there was a need. There was a need. They could not farm because they were in the wilderness. They were on a journey. They could not farm. They could not do certain things that they were doing in Egypt. And they complained. And God said, no need to complain. I will prove to you that I am God that supplies. Praise the Lord. And God supplied their needs so much that they had more than enough. Praise the Lord. They had and had and had enough. You will have more than you can carry in this year 2020 in the name of Jesus. When heaven is open unto you, you enjoy no lack. When there was no rain in Israel for 3 years, according to the word of the servant of the Lord Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17, the Bible says that God sent ravens to feed him. Ravens are animals that are ravenous. They are ravenous animals. They are animals that don't play with food, especially meat. Yet, these animals were supplying the need of the servant of God. I pray for someone tonight. God will continually supply all your needs in the name of Jesus. He will even make people that naturally will not want to help to rise up to help you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some people, they are so tight-fisted. They are blessed, but they don't like to help. God will touch their heart. And they will open their storehouses unto you in the name of Jesus. They will open their bank account unto you. And you will have access in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I said something during the 12 days of empowerment that if you have to buy everything you need, you will not exist. Because you can't pay for all that you need. You enjoy certain supplies, and those supplies shall be multiplied as heaven is open unto you in the name of Jesus. Number four, when heaven is open unto you through prayers, what do you enjoy? You enjoy spiritual discernment. You see, I love this one. This is one of the major benefits of open heaven. You have direct access to God. You have direct access to information from God. I cannot buy a glow SIM, and I've not put my SIM in MTN network. And I said, I want to operate inside MTN network. I may be able to call MTN network, but I cannot operate as in my SIM is in their network. Praise the Lord. You see, I cannot have access to certain benefits that is peculiar to MTN SIMs. Or seem older. I say, all the lines that I'm calling are MTN, but I'm not connected, that my SIM is not, I can't access such. I want you to know that you get access to certain things until you get connected. And one of the surest ways to get connected is when you are enjoying open heaven spiritually. You enjoy the spirit of discernment. You enjoy vital information from heaven. You download information per second, per time. Praise the Lord. May heaven not be closed unto you in Jesus' name. You see, when heaven is open, the person is operating under hardness. If I have the understanding of how to operate a particular equipment, I will not suffer myself. Praise the Lord. To operate it. Why? Because I have information that is required for me to be able to operate the equipment. I can't say I love to own an aircraft and I have the money to buy an aircraft and I've gotten an aircraft and I decide to fly the aircraft myself and I'm not a trained pilot. We all know what will happen. No matter the sophistication of the equipment and the gadget in the aircraft, the end point is the thing is going to crash. Praise the Lord. Why? Not because the aircraft is not good. Not because the manufacturer of the aircraft did not produce a very good aircraft. But because I am not informed on how to operate it. May our destiny not crash in the name of Jesus. God is the author of our life. He created you and I. So for you to reach the destiny that God has programmed you for, you have to be connected to the great pilot. And one of the surest ways to get connected to this great God is for your heavens to be open. Because that gives you access to information. May you enjoy access to information in the name of Jesus. I said, may you enjoy access to information in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. The Bible says something. They said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. When you call unto him, he will answer you, and he will show you what great and mighty. Jeremiah 29, 29. Can we look at Jeremiah 29, verse 29 as well? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Zephaniah, the priest, read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Now let's go to 30, verse 30. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, send to all of them the captivity, saying, thus saith the Lord concerning Shimei the Nehamite, because this and this. You see, the cause of that was access. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord gave access. Until the Spirit of God gives you access, you cannot understand the mind of God. They were able to understand the mind of God because the priest brought a reading in the ears of Jeremiah. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that until you connect to God, you cannot access information. The more you pray, the more you discern. The more you pray, the more discerning you become. The more you pray, the more your heavens open and you access information. And I want you to know you are error-free when you access information that will guide you. A lot of people make errors and they make mistakes in their life. Because why? Why? Because they did not access information. That same Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says that, for I know the thought that I have towards you. So, for you to know the thought of God, you have to assess God. Praise the Lord. Thought of peace. Thought of good. Not of evil. To give you your what? Your expected end. So, in other words, for you to arrive safely at your destination, you have to assess the thought of God. And how do you assess the thought of God? You have to have the spirit of discernment. You have to be able to discern the mind of God. Your spiritual antenna, your spiritual radar must be alert. It must be sharp. And the way to make it sharp is via prayer. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. The more information you assess, the more you are able to go faster in life. Information is important. Information is what you know. Determines what you can do. You are limited by what you know. No matter what you think you know, you are limited by what you know. And every one of us will get to a point that you will discover that you don't know certain things. You are limited to what you know. I can't go into an operating theater and say I want to operate. The person that is on the table will jack up and say, okay, don't operate me. I know you as a pastor. I don't know you as a doctor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've put on a white garment. I mean, overall, put on the gloves, put on the nose mask. And the person knows this is Pastor Moshevi. And I've come and say, Pastor, this one is different. The person, IS, will say, pray for me, sir, that the surgery be successful. Then I now say, no, I'm the one that is going to do the surgery. Say, Pastor, Enke, no, you can't do the surgery. It will take a strong man of faith to believe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if there's anybody that will believe me if I come to you. You will not even be on operating table in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, so we need the mind of God to solve issues of life. We need the mind of God to assess secrets of life. We need the mind of God to assess deep things from God. And when you assess these, this makes you to become extraordinary. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number five, what do you stand to gain from what happens when heaven is open through prayers? Number five is engracement. Say engracement. Engracement. The altar of prayer is filled with engracement. The altar of prayer is filled with grace for supernatural exploit. The altar of great prayer is filled with power for engracement. The more you pray, the more you are engraced spiritually. The more you engage in the place of prayer, the more you are engraced spiritually. I've once told someone, I said, I've noticed that when we are doing 12 days of empowerment, when anybody comes to minister, either from choir or anywhere, you just see that the ministration is more powerful. Why? Because at that point, everybody is praying. Praise the Lord. On the average, everybody is praying. Everybody is fasting. So there is engracement. Prayer releases engracement. Open heaven releases engracement to enjoy supernatural blessings. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. When you get down in the place of prayer, on the altar of prayer, defeat, shame, disgrace are removed. By the time you are rising with grace. When you go with sorrowful heart, by the time you are coming out from the place of a canter on the altar of prayer, I can assure you, you are going to come out with a heart full of joy. Why? Because there is power in the place of prayer. There is power in the place of prayer. And as you pray, heaven shall be opened the more unto you in the name of Jesus. Quickly, how to pray to secure open heaven through prayers. How do we need to pray to secure open heaven through prayer? Number one is you pray with a clear conscience. Pray with a clear conscience. Pray with a clear conscience. Let your conscience be clear. You see, the prayer of a sinner is useless. The prayer of a sinner is useless. If a sinner is praying, he or she is wasting his or her time. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination unto God. It's not acceptable unto God. The prayer of a sinner is not acceptable unto God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 27, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. Praise the Lord. So when you are not praying with a clear conscience, first settle it. Praise the Lord. The Lord's Prayer says, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us these days our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. Brethren, until you have a clear conscience towards God, you cannot assess the blessings that is embedded in God. Your sin will form a barrier between you and God. And that is why many times when we pray, you know, the Bible is very clear. Many times when we pray, as you are praying, the devil will be bringing certain things and say, you, can your prayer be answered? You that you just, because he's the accuser of brethren. You that you lied 5 minutes ago. You that you did this and this 2 days ago. You that you are keeping malice. And immediately your conscience is not clear with God, you cannot flow with God. Praise the Lord. So for your prayers to unlock heaven, it must be a prayer that is offered with a clear conscience. Always ensure that your conscience is clear before you pray. Always ensure that you are coming to Him with a clear heart, with a clear motive. The motive of your prayer should not be the motive that is of the flesh. It should be a clear motive, a clear conscience towards God. Number two, pray from a position of victory. Pray from a position of victory. Don't pray beggarly prayers. Christ has obtained for us victory. We are at the position of victory. We are not on the position of the vanquished or the defeated. No. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that as a child of God, you are operating from the position of victory. Say, I am operating from the position of victory. I am operating from the position of victory. You know why? Because you have been made alive by Christ Jesus, and you were dead to sins and trespasses. Praise the Lord. You are not operating at the position of the defeated, but you are operating at the position of what? Of victory. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift unto men. He led captivity captives and gave gift unto men. Verse 10. How he who descend is also the one who ascend far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Praise the Lord. Can you see that? So Christ has obtained for us victory. He has obtained for us victory. He has obtained for us victory. And as Christ dwells in you, you should not operate from the position of the one that is defeated. There is a way that a servant will ask the master for something. The same way cannot be the same. A son will ask his father for the same thing. You can't be asking your father for something the same way a servant or a slave, there's no slave again, a servant will ask for the same thing. No. No. Because you are the son. I can't want to enter into my father's house now, then I need to write a letter or a permission for me to enter my father's house. It's not possible. Praise the Lord. It's not possible. I don't need anybody's permission to enter into my father's house. In fact, the children that we have nowadays, they are even more than us. Praise the Lord. No small kid, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, say, it's my father's car. If you want to enter and you say, no, this is my father's car. You can't tell me to come down from my father's car. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they know it is their father's car. So they come with that understanding that this belongs to me. I have this right. I don't know if I'm communicating something. So when you are praying, don't let your prayer be like, I don't have the right, but I want to plead for the right. You have the right in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Because he has obtained the right for you. So when you come to God, come with that understanding. Father, as a child of yours, this is not permitted in my life. Don't pray beggarly prayers. Don't pray chicken prayers. When you are an eagle, you are not praying a chicken prayer. An example of chicken prayer is praying for what you can do easily. It's a chicken prayer. If you start praying as a child of God, you are not praying for God, give me things that is so accessible to you. No. You cannot operate the way God wants you to operate when you pray beggarly prayers. Pray with understanding of who you are. Pray with the assurance that I am not fighting from the position of a defeated foe, but I'm fighting from the position of authority. So when the devil comes, the Bible says when the devil comes, the Spirit of God lifts up a standard. So that means the Spirit of God has lifted up, that standard has already been lifted. So you tell the devil, devil, you cannot operate here because this territory belongs to God. Not that you start pleading, please, can you leave? You stand your ground as someone that has authority. That is how to pray. That is how to decree. That is how to establish things. And that it will be for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We are not the one that is conquered, but we are conquerors. Now, not that we are conquerors, but we are more. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors through him that loved us. Can you see that? We are more than conquerors. We are not, you know, when you say conquerors, that is the person that has conquered. But we are more, even more than that. You are more than conquerors. So don't operate like someone that is conquered. Operate like the conqueror, the one who has conquered. Praise the Lord. Because Christ has conquered for us. And that anything that is not seen in Christ is not permitted in your life. It's not permitted. It's not permitted. So you have to operate with this understanding of you, who you are. Number three, pray with revelation. Pray with revelation. When you are praying, pray with the understanding and revelation. Pray with revelation. Don't pray amiss. Pray with revelation. Pray with revelation. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 said, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in what? In us. Not the power that works in him, the power that works in us. Now look at that scripture. It said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask. Perhaps you are asking, or you are even thinking, that is greater than the greatest of your imagination, he can do, and he has done it already. Praise the Lord. So, now unto him. Now, why is that possible? Because there is a power in you that is working. And what is that power? That is the power that comes at the place of new birth. Praise the Lord. So, pray with this understanding. When you pray with this kind of revelation, oh, so before I even ask, you know, abundantly, abundantly, more than I could even think of, he is able to do. Okay, okay, exceedingly, abundantly. That means if I ask, he's going to do. Okay, then you know how to ask. Praise the Lord. Always learn to study the word of God and to know what the word is saying concerning you. Study the word of God and know what the word of God is saying concerning you. Study the word of God and know what God is saying per time concerning you. Per time. Per time. Study it. Don't study and just read through. Study to know what the word is saying per time. Because what the word said to you yesterday could be different from what the word will say to you today. Because the word of God is not the same. It's quick, powerful, sharper every day. So every day something new comes to you. You've studied that same scripture last year. Then you pick that same scripture, something new jump at you. Why? Because that is coming for you now is what God needed for you at that moment. So you study with this kind of understanding and you pray with this revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May we pray with deeper revelations in the name of Jesus. Pray with deeper revelation. The Bible says, none will lack our meat. Oh, so the Bible said, I will not lack my meat. Okay, that means if I will not lack my meat, it means that God has created a meat that is for me and me only. So, okay. So, how do I now assess this meat? Praise the Lord. The Bible says, I've said, none will cast their young. Okay. So, if none will cast their young, that means I'm carrying this to full time. I will not cast my young. Praise the Lord. That is the understanding that you have in the place of revelation. And that is what brings the effect of your prayer to life. Number four. Number one is what? Number two. Number three. And number four, pray a lot in tongues. Pray a lot in tongues. If you have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, I want you to know that after this meeting tonight, we are going to pray for you and you will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. With the evidence of speaking in a new tongue. I want you to know that as you pray in tongues, you charge up your spiritual batteries, thereby inflaming the fervency of your spirit. You charge up. When you pray in the spirit, you will charge up your spiritual batteries. How many of us have been in a place where you want to pray? It has happened to me several times, and you, especially when you are fasting, you really desire to pray, but you are just weak, as in your body is weak. Then you get up, you manage to sing one or two, three worship songs, and as you are singing the song, you are dozing. You are singing the song, you are dozing. Then suddenly you are trying to pray, then you are seeing that you are half awake, half asleep. And you get to a point, you move to another level, you start blasting in tongues. Gently, as you are gathering momentum, after a while, you just discover that what? Lekrapo soto koli araba, yekala araba, shandalia, lekaro soto, lakakakashe tekeri ara. After a while, you see that every sleep has disappeared. Why? Because you have charged up. You have engaged spiritual forces. Praise the Lord. Learning to pray in the spirit is learning to encounter power. If you don't know how to pray in the spirit, your spiritual battery will be drained easily. And you become weak easily. You must learn to pray in the spirit. You get to a point that you become a mobile fire when you pray in the spirit. You become a mobile fire. As in, you know what is a mobile fire? A moving fire. You are going, you are blasting in tongues. And the beauty of it is that you can speak in tongues anywhere. Anywhere. You can speak in tongues anywhere. Anywhere. You are in the bus, you can speak in tongues. You're on the bike, you can speak in tongue. You are driving, oh, beautiful. You can speak in tongue. You are going for a prayer walk. I enjoy that prayer walk. Lebra kashata kali araba. Laro soto koli araba. Kaka soto lerebo shenderia. Legliaro shataka. Lebra go soto ko lerebo. You are blessing in tongue. You are feeding yourself with power. Brethren, the place of praying in tongue is the place of prayer. It's the place of power. And it's not limited to nighttime only. It's not limited to nighttime only. It's not limited to your closets only. It's not limited to when you are alone. Hello? Don't let people tell you that you only pray in tongue when you are alone. No. Pray in tongue as often as you can and receive power as often as you can. How many of us carry a dead phone? You pick up a phone that is dead and you say you want to make a call with it. Will the call go through? Will it go through? But does that make it not to be a phone? It is still a phone. It's still a phone. But it has no power. Because it has no power, it cannot fulfill function. It cannot perform the function to which it's made for. So when you don't charge up yourself spiritually by praying in tongues, you are like a dead phone. You are still a Christian, you are still a child of God, but you cannot perform, you can't do what God expects of you, what He has designed you for. Praise the Lord. So get up in the place of prayer and connect to God. You see, many of us will say, oh, we just finished 12 days of empowerment, so we should take a leave. Take some holiday off from prayers. Don't let the temple go down. Don't let the temple go down. Keep firing. Keep increasing the temple. And the Lord will continually bless you in the name of Jesus. Number five, pray with a lot of worship. Pray with a lot of worship. Learn to worship God always and regularly. Learn to worship God always and regularly. Don't pray without worshiping God. Don't pray without being a true worshiper. Learn to worship God and worship Him always when you are praying, brethren, I've come to realize that when you learn how to worship God in the place of prayer, God reveals His mind to you. As you are worshiping God, you may not even know what you want to pray for. But as you are worshiping God, you begin to connect. The Spirit of God begins to download certain things into your mind. And I pray that as we worship God in the place of prayer, God will bless us in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that John chapter 4 verse 24, it says, God is a spirit, and they that will worship Him must worship Him in what? In spirit and in what? And in truth. Because He's a spirit God. And that is why praying in tongue, praying by worshiping God are very important. They are very important. They are connected. Worship Him. You can worship in tongue. You can worship God in tongue. Hallelujah. Worship does not have to do with how beautiful or how sonorous your voice is. If you are somebody like me that don't know how to pick the keys, just pick the song and worship God with it. God knows you don't know the key. And God is not interested in the key. God is interested in melody coming from your heart. He's not interested in the key. Yes, the key is beautiful. The key is nice. God is not interested in the key. He's interested in the melody coming from your heart. From a pure conscience, from a pure heart. Like a sweet smelling savour unto Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, when you worship God, when you pray with a lot of worship, you encounter the spirit of access. There's a spirit of access or a blessing or grace of access is released unto you. You access God easily. You access Him easily. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, enter into His gate with what? And into His courts with what? To access God, you must know how to worship. Even the earthly kings, when they wake up in the morning and the akoda or the esho or whatever they call them or the dongaris start singing their praises, oba toto, oba this, oba that. Even what the man cannot do, they say he can do it. They are just praising Him. You see, the man's head will swell. And the man is happy. At that point, when anybody assesses him for any help, he gives it freely. Brethren, even a wife to the husband, when a woman knows how to praise the husband, the woman can assess the man at any time. And assess everything that the man has. How much more our God. How much this God that loves us to worship Him. He created you and I for His worship. We are created for His worship. So when you come to Him in the place of prayer and you are coming dry, you are just coming shakbala like that. The first thing you say is, God, I need this, I need that. You are not worshiping. You are not thanking Him for what He has done. You are not even thanking Him for keeping you alive. You are not thanking. All you are doing is just complaining. I've not done this. I've not done that. This door has not opened. That door has not opened. I tell you, those doors will remain closed. It's not because He's not a loving Father, but He's a principled God. He's a principled Father. And He operates His grace by principles. So to tap into those grace, you have to operate those principles. And one of the principles is the principle of knowing how to worship God. You must be a worshiper, a true worshiper. A man that is given to worship is a man that is given to connection to God. Because God loves worshiper. So if I'm connected to somebody that, if I know how to give less, for example, what Pastor Ebenezer likes most, because I love the way he's smiling at me, what he likes most, if I know how to give him, I can tell you I will know how to assess anything from him. I will assess anything from him. If I know some things he likes, and I'm giving him every day, every time he comes around, I say, ah, Pastor Ebenezer, I've just downloaded this message. This message is powerful. I know he likes listening to message. And I give it to him. He comes around. And that thing bless him. I give him. One day he comes. I say, Pastor Visa, can you please help me recharge my phone so that I can download? He will recharge me with maybe 30 gig Why? Because I've assessed him via what he loves. But whenever he comes, all I do is complain, nagging, complain, nagging, complain. Then when I come, say, I'll do 500 MB so that I will not be offended because I'm a pastor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But when I've pleased him by giving him what he wants over time, when I place a demand, it will be difficult for him to resist. Brethren, one of the surest ways to assess God is in the place of worship, because he loves worshipers. God wants us to know how to worship him. And I pray that as you receive this grace tonight, you will enjoy more of God in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will give you fresh fire on your prayer altar in the place of speaking in tongue. God will give you fresh fire in the place of seeking his face. God will give you fresh fire. Brethren, to enjoy settlement, you must be a man that can tarry in the place of prayer. You must be a woman that can tarry in the place of prayer. Good things of life don't come easily. They come with a price. They come with a price. And the more the value of something, the higher the price of it. The price of supernatural settlement, one of the prices you have to pay, is the price of knowing how to pray. And we have highlighted how to pray. Pray with a lot of worship. Pray by speaking in tongue. Pray with revelation. Pray from a position of victory. And pray with a clear conscience. My prayer for you tonight is that as you engage for the rest of this year in the place of prayer, the Lord will open heavens unto you, and you will enjoy abundance of blessings from heaven in the name of Jesus. I said you will enjoy abundance of blessings from heaven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want you to know that if you are not connected to Christ by being born again, you cannot access God. You cannot. You cannot access him. You cannot access God. Brethren, to know God is to know Christ. To know God is to know Christ. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. You are here tonight. You have not given your life to Christ. I want you to know that God is knocking at the door of your heart. He's seeking you. He's seeking you. He's seeking you. All he needs is that you surrender yourself unto him. You give your life unto him. And as you do this, the Lord will visit you with his blessings in the name of Jesus. If you are here this evening, you want to give your life to Christ. You are here, you know in your heart of heart that you are far away from God. Your heart is far away from him. Your heart is far away from him. I want you to know that he's knocking at the door of your heart. If only you can open the door of your heart unto him tonight, God is ready to receive you. You are here this evening. You want to give your life to Christ. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. You want to give your life to Christ. Christ is knocking at the door of your heart. Christ is asking you. He's knocking. He's asking you. He's waiting for you. All you need to do is to open up yourself and to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You are in that category tonight. Can you please do so by lifting your hands up? You are not lifting your hands unto me. You are not lifting it. You want your prayers to be answered this year. You don't want to pray a prayer that God will not answer. You don't want to fast in vain. You don't want to come to church in vain. You don't want to live a life that is devoid of God. You want Christ to be in your life, and you want to walk with him. Can you signify by lifting your hands up, and God is ready to receive you? Also, you are here tonight, or you are watching us on the internet, you want to reconcile. You have once given your life to Christ, but by one reason or the other, you realize that you are no longer walking with him. Your ways are no longer pleasing unto him. You don't have a clear conscience towards him again. You can redeem yourself today. You can surrender your life once again. You can reconcile yourself back to him. You are in that category. Can you just wave your hand? Just lift up your hands. And God is going to search you. And he's going to visit you tonight in the name of Jesus. If you are watching us on the internet and you are taking this decision, anywhere you are in the world, we would like to hear from you. You can send us an email via the email that is being displayed on the screen, or you send us an SMS or WhatsApp via the phone number that is being displayed on the screen. And as you take this decision, the Lord will bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you are taking that decision, God bless you. If you have done that, can you please place your hand on your chest? Place your hands on your chest, or your right hand, place it on your chest as we pray together. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word that we've had tonight. Thank you for the salvation of souls. If you are watching us at home or wherever you are watching us from, you can please do the same, and God will bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To you be all the glory. Lord, we ask, O Lord, that you will receive us, everyone that is giving their life unto you tonight. Receive them by your blood. Receive them in the name of Jesus. Cleanse them by your blood. Purify them and give them the grace to walk with you in the name of Jesus. Write their name in the book of life and cause them to be blessed of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we please rise up on our feet tonight? Can we rise up on our feet as we give God the glory? If you are clapping your hands for Jesus, you can do so better than you are doing now. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we lift up our voices as we worship God tonight? We give you all the glory, Lord. Almighty God, we worship you. Lord, we give you all the praises, Lord. Jesus, we worship you. We give you all the praises. Lord God, we worship you. Thank you for who you are. We worship you because you are a great God. You are a good God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We say your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Hey, my God is good, oh, hey, hey,
my God is good, oh, hey.
Towards me. Father, thank you for your love and your kindness towards me. Open your mouth and begin to pray and say, Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. You are going to say, Father, thank you for your word that we receive tonight. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I say, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for blessing us with your word tonight. We give you all the praises. Let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. I know we are fasting, but I want you to intensify your prayers the more. Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, it says, from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. There are some things that you can't pray on your bed. There are some prayers that you can't lie down on your bed and be doing choo-choo-choo-choo-choo and you say you are praying. There are some prayers that you cannot pray and just be praying the way you are praying now. No, it's not possible. Devil does not understand the gentleman's language. The wicked, they don't understand the gentleman's language. I tell you, there is no wicked man that is gentle. No wicked man that is gentle. Anybody that is wicked cannot be a gentle person. So when you want to collect that which belongs to you, you cannot be gentle with it also. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen some dogs that normally follow their owners? They are following their owners. The owner says, shh, go back. They will not answer. They will still be following. Shh, go back. They will not answer. They will still be following. But when he picks a stick, I said, go back. They will go back. They will put their tails between their legs and off they will run back. Why? Because they know that now it is time for force. Brethren, to obtain your divine settlement does not come on a platter of gentility. You cannot be gentle and you want to achieve all that God has destined for you. It doesn't come that way. It comes with force. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Papa will always say, life will not give to you what you desire from life. You place a demand on life. You have to place a demand. You have to place a demand. You have to place a demand. You have to place a demand to obtain that which belongs to you. And brethren, tonight we are going to be placing some demands. I don't want you to be casual about it. I said, Shebi, we just finished 12 days fast. So let's just take it gentle. Brethren, this is not time to be gentle. This is not time to be what? To be gentle. This is the beginning of the year. How you prepare the beginning of the year will determine how you will end the year. How you start now will determine how you will end the year. I'm telling you. How you start now. Some you pick up a car, you are traveling to Lagos, you put on the ignition, and the ignition is the thing is not moving very well. You say, I will manage it to Lagos. You will get to Lagos maybe one way or the other. It may not be that day anyway. But it will be with a lot of stress. It will be with a lot of difficulties. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So as we go into a brief session of prayers, I want you to practice what we have learned tonight. Demonstrate the effectiveness of open doors prayers by praying powerfully. And I pray that God will give you and I the grace to pray in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, grant me more power for prayers and supplications. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray. I receive more power. I receive more grace for prayers and supplications. I receive more power. I receive more grace. I receive more power for prayers and supplications. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant me more grace. Grant me more grace. Grant me more power in the place of prayers and supplication. In the name of Jesus, grant me more grace. Grant me more power in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. If you are praying 1 hour as a single man, if when you marry, you cannot sustain by 1 hour prayer again. I'm telling you. You are a bachelor, sister, or spinster. You are not married. You are praying 30 minutes as a lady, 40 minutes. Then you are now married. You say you want to pray 30 minutes, 40 minutes. You can't. It can't. It won't sustain. Because you have shifted. You need higher. You are a 3.5 pointer and you want to read the way you are reading to get 3.5 pointer for you to get 4.0. It won't work. You have to read more. You have to study more to get to 4 points. You have reached 4 points. You say, ah, thank you, Jesus, for 4 points. Now I will relax. I tell you, before you open your eyes, you have dropped to 3.5. So what do you do? You have to go higher. For you to push forward. To push forward, you need to push more. To move forward, you need to move more. To move forward, you need to move more. You need to push more. Brethren, you have to engage more in the place of prayer. You say, Father, release unto me the power for prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the power. I receive the grace. I receive the power to pray more. I receive the grace in the name of Jesus. In the place of prayer, I will not be tired. In the place of prayer, I will not be weak. In the place of prayer, I will not slumber. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray. Open your mouth and pray. I receive more grace. I receive more power. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say, Father, release my open heavens. In the name of Jesus, let my heavens be open. I will not operate under closed heavens. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, release my open heaven. Let my heavens be open unto me. Let my heavens be open unto me. Let my heavens be open unto me. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, let my heavens be open, O Lord. Let my heavens be open, O Lord. I will not operate under closed heaven. I will not operate under closed heaven. In the name of Jesus, I decree in the name of Jesus, open heaven for my supernatural settlement. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray that prayer for this commission and for every member of this commission. I want us to join our hands together. Let's join our hands together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are going to say, Father, Father, no member of this commission will operate under closed heaven. In the name of Jesus, no member of this commission will operate under closed heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, every member of Impact House, we will not operate under closed heaven. We will not operate under closed heaven. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we will not operate under closed heaven. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray. In the name of Jesus. Impact House International Church, we will not operate under closed heaven. We will not operate under closed heaven all through this year 2020. In the name of Jesus, we will not operate. We shall not operate. We cannot operate in the name of Jesus under closed heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Drop those hands. Now you are going to personalize it. You are going to say, Father, I will not operate under closed heaven. This year, in the name of Jesus, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month of this year, I refuse to operate under closed heaven. I refuse to operate under closed heaven. I refuse to operate under closed heaven. I will not operate under closed heaven. I will assess advancement. I will assess glory. I will assess glory. I will assess, oh Lord, open heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to say, oh Lord, release my supernatural blessings and supplies for year 2020. Oh Lord, release my supernatural blessings and supplies for year 2020. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, release my supernatural blessings, my supernatural settlement. Release unto me for year 2020. In the name of Jesus, release my supernatural blessings. Release my supernatural settlement. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray. I will not, oh Lord, lack supernatural blessings. Supplies will not be scarce. Supplies will not be scarce. Oh Lord, for me in this year 2020, I will not lack supplies. I will not lack supplies for every good thing, every project that I set my hands upon. I will enjoy supply. I will enjoy supply of wisdom. I will enjoy supply of resources. I will enjoy supply of good health. I will enjoy supply of understanding. I will enjoy supply, financial supplies. I will enjoy supply. Men will supply my needs. I will enjoy supplies of favor. I will enjoy supplies of beauty. I will enjoy supplies of strength. I will enjoy supplies of wisdom. Anything I need, I will enjoy supplies of it. I lack nothing. I want nothing. All through this year 2020, in my academics, I will lack nothing. In my marriage, I will lack nothing. In my ministry, I lack nothing. In my business, I'm enjoying supplies. In my career, I'm enjoying supplies. In the name of Jesus, every area of my life, there is abundance of supplies. There's abundance of supplies. In the name of Jesus, as a pastor, I'm enjoying supply. In the name of Jesus, I will not lack, oh Lord, supplies. In the name of Jesus, in every area of my life, I will not lack supply. My family will not lack supply. My husband will not lack supply. My wife will not lack supplies. They will not lack blessings. My children are blessed. My family is blessed. My wife is blessed. My husband is blessed. Oh Lord God, my career is blessed. Everything I set my hands upon in this year 2020, they are blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare they are blessed. I declare they are blessed. My bank account is blessed in the name of Jesus. My bank account will not lack supplies in the name of Jesus. Foreign currency are being supplied in the name of Jesus. I'm enjoying supplies in dollars. I'm enjoying supplies in pounds. I'm enjoying supplies in euros. I'm enjoying supplies in naira. In the name of Jesus, I'm enjoying supply in Swiss franc. I'm enjoying supply in every available currency. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is supplying my need. I want nothing. I lack nothing. I need nothing because heaven is supplying my needs. My needs are not limited. They are not restricted. They are not held back because God is supplying. God is supplying. God is supplying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, Father, I receive spiritual discernment and sensitivity in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, I receive divine discernment in the name of Jesus. Discernment, discernment, divine discernment, sensitivity, spiritual discernment in the name of Jesus. When I'm walking, I'm discerning. When I'm sleeping, I'm discerning. When I'm sleeping, God is revealing things to me in the name of Jesus. I am spiritually sensitive. I enjoy spirit of discernment. I'm spiritually sensitive in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. You are going to say, all powers working to hinder my spiritual upgrade shall be put to shame in this year 2020. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every power working against my upgrade, working against my increase, they are put to shame. They are put to shame. They are put to shame. Every power working against the delivery of my blessings, working against the delivery of my blessings, Father, they are put to shame. Every power that are working against my spiritual settlement, my supernatural settlement, Father, they are put to shame. Open your mouth and pray. They are put to shame. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, doors of progress shut against me shall be opened. We be opened. They are opened in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every doors of progress, every doors of advancement, every doors of breakthrough, every doors of success, closed against me, closed against my destiny. I decree they are busted open. They are open because heaven is open unto me. They are open. Doors of advancement, doors of progress, they are open unto me. Doors of promotion are open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I command doors of progress cannot be shut against me. Oh Lord, open them. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. that your progress will not be shut off. It will not be shut down. In the name of Jesus, God is blessing you.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.